Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about the state of manufacturing in Minnesota.
Right. And we're not going to actually talk about the current state of manufacturing. It's the title of a report that's put out. Actually, the first report was put out last year by Enterprise Minnesota. That's a nonprofit organization that used to be part of the state government. Now they're acting independently, and their job is to help manufacturers, especially in greater Minnesota, spiff up their operations and become the raging machines that they can be. And so last year they took on a new venture. They did a survey. They called it the State of Manufacturing. And what they do is they survey manufacturing businesses around the state to gauge the health of the industry, to also to figure out the just what's going on with them, which is actually interesting because it reveals trends.
All right, so if they reveal trends, what are some of the trends that last year's survey, the very first survey, revealed?
Last year's survey revealed the credit crisis, for one thing, that manufacturers were having trouble getting credit before it really became an obvious thing. They also talked about health insurance. One of the important things about this project that they do is not just that it's a survey, but they actually do focus groups also, where business owners come in and talk. And that's a lot of times where the real information comes up.
Okay, so does it get fairly detailed then? And I mean, it's this report?
Yeah, they talk about things like what are employees interested in when it comes to recruiting and retaining. And it's interesting that wages aren't necessarily at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also, probably most importantly, they just give the business owners a chance to talk about what they see. That's where you really find out what's really going on in an industry.
So there are anecdotal things that obviously must come out of this, but those sort of grouped into one large pot.
Right.
If there's a lot of similarities, a lot
when
of
when you start talking
things,
to enough people, yeah, you see the trends and you can see where things are going. We all know that so much of manufacturing has actually left the shores, but it's still not too bad in Minnesota, and manufacturers are actually really quite optimistic, even though last year a recession was starting. And so they're expecting good things for manufacturing, and so they're conducting the next survey in January, with the next report coming out this spring. And the Center for Rural Policy and Development is actually a sponsor and a partner in the project this year. And so we're going to be taking part in it too. And we hope this is going to be a great project going forward.
Right, because this looks at the whole state, obviously including the metro.
Mm-hmm.
But outstate Minnesota has a fairly decent track record for manufacturing.
It does. It's still a strong industry.
Well, we look forward to that report then in the spring, mm-hmm, and sounds like there's lots of work to do between now and then.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Marnie, for dropping by today. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.